Hey guys, I wanted to take a minute and share a quick story with you. And then share a couple things from God's Word. Just things that have been on my mind. First, I'd like you to, if you just watch the first couple seconds, join us tonight. Andrew Gibson is going to be teaching from my dining room and taking us through our midweek study. And I'm sure the Lord has really given him something great. But I wanted to share this story with you. 2 years ago, can't remember if it was March or April, we were just coming out of our long, our long winters in Maine here. And me and Jess decided we wanted to take the kids to go down to Old Town to the YMCA and go swimming. And, they've got a heated pool. It was nice. We went and paid the daily rate and had a great time. You know, Hannah was my daughter, Hannah. She was almost five at the time, and she is a water lover. Hannah, for those that don't know, has a kind of rare genetic disorder that, affects her life in some pretty substantial ways. But in many ways, she's, especially at this age, she's a lot like a lot of other little kids. She's full of joy and energy and love and loves to communicate. Loves water. And we just had a blast. Hannah was in my arms most of the time. I think Caleb was real tiny. Jess had him, and our other kids were playing and splashing. We spent a couple hours there. And as we were coming out of the pool, we kind of parted ways. I took a bunch of the kids in the guys' dressing room. My wife took a couple. Family's just too big. It's gotten bigger. And coming out the other side, I was just feeling good, It was a great day. I was going to say it was a day like any other, and in some ways it was, but it was a superb day. It was just wonderful to spend time with each other like that, especially in the middle of the winter, the snow still on the ground. As we came out of the dressing room, I took a couple of the kids out to the lobby waiting for Jess. I was ahead of her, and she had Hannah, and all of a sudden she called out to me, and I could tell by her voice that something was wrong, and went back into the hallway, and Hannah was lying on the ground. And as I approached her and I scooped her into my arms, realized that she's quite limp, quite unresponsive. Her eyes were open, but it was like this blankness had come over her body. And I knew immediately as I picked her up that something really strange and really bad was happening. And, I didn't know what it was at the time. So I came out to the lobby, and we quickly decided to call, for an ambulance. And it was there on the lobby. Hannah threw up a couple of times on me, and the staff there were gracious. They gave me some extra clothes, and the ambulance came. The Old Town Fire Department came, and we began to take her to, to Eastern Maine, to the emergency room. And we had no idea what was going on. We thought maybe it was dry drowning. We thought maybe she'd ingested too much water. We thought maybe it was the humidity. We really had no idea. And as we brought her to the hospital, she was lying in the ER, still very unresponsive, and Jess was back with the other kids, it really hit me. And it hit me different situations with different kids, different life experiences before, that I just was not in control. And I couldn't just make things all better. I really don't know how to say that. Hannah struggled in the ER. Eventually she had another seizure, a clonic-tonic seizure, those shaky kind. I can't remember what the old way they were called, but the normal kind of seizure, which she had had, we found out later, at the YMCA was called a partial complex seizure. We didn't know any of this stuff. This was all new to us. And it had just been like any other day. It had been a great day. And all of a sudden, we are in the middle of crisis. And we didn't see it coming. And, you know, I love God. God can do anything. He changed my life. All of these things are true to me and things that I build every day on. And yet I'm right in the thick of it. And I have no control over what's happening. And many of you can relate. Many of you can relate. Different times in your life. And especially now, as, you know, even just internationally, I think this feeling of powerlessness is growing. And as I was thinking about that and just our lack of control, I think it's something that is driving people, especially those who don't have a relationship with their Creator, with God and His Son, Jesus Christ. I think it's driving them a little crazy. And I mean, who can we trust in? How are we going to fix this? When is this going to be over? You know, the unknowns definitely outweigh the knowns. And it's intense. And I wanted to be kind of quick about this because I didn't want to get into teaching mode and take a good half hour. But as I was thinking about our lack of control in everything that's going on around us in the world, not just with this current crisis, but it's really always been this way. But this has highlighted our ability to not be able to be in control. It's revealed to us that our government can't fix everything, that our political party of choice can't fix everything, that and we struggle with that. I certainly do as well. I remember being in that hospital room and looking at my daughter, and what can I do? And that question being very real to me. I can't reach inside of her brain and change anything. What can I do? It was there that I realized that even with all of these things that are outside of my control, that there are things that I can do. Very meaningful, very powerful, very important things. I just want to share some of those with you today, because life is always going to do this to us. Life here in a broken, messed up, chaotic, sin-filled world will always do this to us. So what can we do when things are out of control? Well, listen to Joshua 1:5 or 1:6. I'll start there. God is speaking to Joshua, and Joshua just inherited the leadership of a couple million people. He was Moses' number two guy, and now Moses being dead, God has said, now it's your turn, Joshua. And Joshua is overwhelmed by that responsibility and calling. And God reminds him, I'll start in verse 5, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life, Joshua. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage. For to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Moms, dads, pastors, leaders, you know, Christian at large. Our responsibility is to be strong and of good courage, not out of our own resources, but strengthened with might in the inner man by the power of the Holy Spirit, by God Himself, Him strengthening us so that we could lead people into the very promises of God. And God reminds Joshua, only be strong and very courageous. Why is he reminding him so many times of the same things, because Joshua was not feeling strong, courageous, in control, I've got this. He was feeling the exact opposite. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. So already we're seeing Joshua is reminded by God, here are the things that you can do. Look at my word. Don't depart from my word. This book of the law, verse 8, shall not depart from your mouth, Joshua, but you shall meditate in it day and night. You should think upon it. You should actually open up your own Bible and search out verses that will be a comfort to you right now, because you're not in control. But this is something you can control. You can pray. You can read your own Bible. You can spend time, your own time, quietly with the Lord. You can express your doubts and your fears and your lack of control to the Lord and ask Him to strengthen you in the inner man. We can take what Scripture says and consider it. You know, we can, there are so many things that aren't under our control, but there's so many things that we can do. We can grab our children's hands and pray with them every night. We can pray with our wives. We can share God's encouragement with them, washing them and their fears and vulnerabilities with the water of the Word. There is so much that we can do. I can leave my house and go for a walk and talk to God Himself, who will strengthen me. I can take the time to not just, glut on news sites and the latest from today and what's happening around the world, but I can look at my kids in the eyes and read to them, or grab a board game, or play made-up games. We do that here with them. There's so many things that I can control right now. And I remember just having that kind of moment with my daughter there in the ER bed at Eastern Maine, where I realized so much is outside of my control, but there's one thing that I can do. I can pick up this. I can pray and ask God for help right now. I can ask Him to meet me in my powerlessness, and that is in my power to do. The book of the law shall not depart from you. Joshua, you've got to stay right here, or you will be swamped. You'll be destroyed. You'll be overwhelmed. Meditate in it day and night. When we're lying in bed and our thoughts are racing and we are facing the unknown, and do what it says, all that is written in it. So as God is ministering to us or speaking to us through His word, we can take that and say, I don't know what to do in a lot of ways. I'm not that smart. I'm not that strong. But this is what you've said, and I want to do it. You said, don't be bitter towards my wife. Now, I can't control the coronavirus. I can't control what our nation is doing. I can't control what our government is doing. But I can spend time with my wife today and be kind and gentle and gracious to her. I can do the same with my kids. I can make godly decisions, because you'll illuminate what I need to do, what I can do through your word. And God says to Joshua, will I not then make your way prosperous? And then will you not have good success? Have I not commanded you? This is not a suggestion, Christian. It is a be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And I remember with Hannah, on the hospital bed, having that moment and just realizing, Lord, I can't do a lot of things right now, but this I know I can do. I can look up. I can listen. I can open my Bible right now. And I did. And no, that doesn't always make the situation, the physical situation that's in front of us, better. It doesn't, there's not instant healing in my life. And I know you guys can relate to that. But He makes me strong. And He gives me courage in the midst of terrifying circumstances. He encourages my soul. He restores it. He reminds me that He is with me wherever I go. I've been thinking a lot about, why I'm so afraid and why our nation. And it's because we see the physical kingdom around us crumbling. We see cracks in the foundation that remind us that this kingdom, the physical kingdom, the kingdom of this world, that either we've built up ourselves or we've placed our trust in, has a flawed foundation. It actually wasn't built on anything truly stable. Jesus talked about that, guys, and we ought to take Him at His word, because He said, if we hear His words and do them, we will be like a wise man who built our kingdom, our house, on a rock. And the rain came, and the floods came, and the wind came, but it did not fall because it was founded on something eternal and stable. But everyone who hears God's words, Jesus says, my words, and he does not do them, not just hear them, but actually put them into practice, he will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain came, and the floods came, and the wind came, and it fell. And great was its fall. In Luke, the Lord reminds me that his kingdom is not an external kingdom, it's an internal kingdom. It's not the kingdom without that we see in the material world and the prosperity and the stuff. It is an internal kingdom. It's a kingdom, he said, within us. He said, Paul said in Hebrews that we would receive a kingdom, or that we are receiving currently and still future to be completed, a kingdom which cannot be shaken. A kingdom which cannot be shaken. And I would just encourage you, I heard a pastor share this earlier. Write down the things that you can control. And write down all the things that you can't control. And do the things that you can control. Spend time with Jesus each day. Spend time praying for your spouse and your kids. Spend time considering God's word and what it calls us to do, especially in terms of loving the people around us and helping them and strengthening our walk with the Lord. He's the one that strengthens us. He's the one that stooped down here and saved us in the first place. And he is not deserting us now. He is with us. And he is building that kingdom inside of us. And it cannot be shaken because it is built on solid ground. I went way longer than I thought I would. I always do that. But I just wanted you guys to consider these things. The outside kingdom, the external, God says so clearly in so many places, it will crumble and it will fall. But one thing will stand, that which is built upon the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings. His kingdom will endure forever. His words will not pass away. So mom, dad, brother, sister, employee, employer, whoever you are, put your trust in him. Admit that you're not in control. And yet in the midst of that powerlessness, God has given us by his grace the opportunity to be strong and of good courage, and it's in him alone. So consider that today. God bless you guys, and I hope you tune in tonight to listen to Andrew.